Our next item was conditional use number 1714, Bernard Dara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And there again, before I make a motion on this one, I'd like to, if I could, get some comments or feedback from the commissioners or members of the staff, and kind of going down memory lane, this one sort of reminded me of one that we had up near Hebron Road in West Rehoboth. Maybe yes, maybe no, but I'd like to hear any feedback or any input.
I think it's worth noting that when the laterals were put in, two laterals were put in, apparently somebody along the way had the thought that there were going to be two dwellings there. And we have nothing from engineering right now. Is that correct?
I have not received anything. Typically on Thursday we get it.
I understand.
Just before we close, yeah. It didn't come in today. I mentioned the chain about quarter after four or so.
I don't think we want to try to make a decision without that.
And we can ask for it specifically, and that way we get an answer.
I think we can. You might wish to defer, leave the record open to receive engineering comments, and then let's take a little look at it later on.
Right. I might add for purpose of discussion my comment about just because you have a piece of ground doesn't mean you can grow houses on it. The impact of taking what was a single family lot being a 3/4 acre, and now because the zoning allows it, that we stuff as many units on it as possible. I have trouble with the math of leapfrogging from one
to four.
I can't have two, so now I want four. Yeah, they might want to make that chain link fence into a concrete fence.
I remember dealing with the uncle a few times, and I don't remember positively this applicant going to the commission requesting a subdivision. Do you remember, Shane?
No, I don't remember that.
I mean, it would have been.
We talked to the uncle quite a few times in the office, but for different things, not necessarily this parcel. But
well,
I mean, we could have turned it.
That's why I wondered if we had turned it down.
The camera told me you can't do it.
Oh, we could have. That's why I was wondering. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's.
And he would have an avenue. Also, he could go through the Board of Adjustment, ask for a variance in the lot width, and the board could make a decision. Mm-hmm. Still subdivide the property, but the board could give that consideration. But okay. A lesser lot width.
We may let them do that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1714, my motion is for deferral at this time, and the motion would also like to encompass leaving the record open for the comments from Sussex County Engineering Department.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1714, Bernard Dara, leaving the record open to receive comments from Sussex County Engineering Department. Once those comments are in, we'll ask to have it placed back on the agenda. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.